Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata D'Shmaya, our series of Shi'urim, Lechachem the Gemara and Maseches Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed Gimel, about the conflict between honoring one's father and honoring one's Rebbe. We saw already, we already had two Shi'urim, B'siyata D'Shmaya, where we saw in the flows. In the previous Shi'ur, we established the Yisod that when dealing with Ben Adam L'Chavero, it really depends on who the Chavero is. And the greater the Adam, the greater the human being, the more of an obligation there is in Ben Adam L'Chavero. This is also, by the way, a beautiful Yisod, which was brought out by Reina V'Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zechet Tzadik L'Vracha, in his Yortzeit, in a Shir, in a Hesped, for Goyen Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, which is published in the Sefer Zikaron, the Maran Baal HaPechad Yitzchok. Lakopanim, with that Yisod, we, beautiful Hesped, you should read it. We actually have a Shir on it somewhere. With that we explain Pshat in the Mishnah, Duke Nifla Me'od, Shekatuv B'Mishnah, שלגבי אבידת אבידתו ואבידת אביו, אבידתו קיימת. זאת אומרת, אבידתו קיימת, it's מדין אבידה. In other words, מדין אבידה, you have to return your father's אבידה, just like your father has to return your אבידה. So ממילא מצד דיני אבידה, your אבידה comes first. That's when it comes to you and your father. Whatever about your Rebbe, your Rebbe's more of a chacham than you. So, Memele Medina Hashavas Aveda, you have to return his object first. Because Medin Adam Shebo, he comes first. And that's why I state in Mishnah, Shalokodem. Yours comes first, not Avedas. Medin Aveda, your Rebbe's come first. Your Rebbe's Aveda comes first. Ala Medin Ma, Medin Lo Yevucha Evyon, Efetz Kilo Yevucha Evyon, Mekerav Aretz, that one's not obligated to be poor. We should try to avoid being poor. Anius ma'aviras adam al daito v'al das koine. Remember that. To avoid anius as much as possible. So we don't have to be poor. Memela, yours comes before your Rebbe. Mitzad the hefsid mamet. Mitzad dini aveda, your Rebbe comes first. Because he's more of an adam. Memela is more of a machayev to give, to return his aveda than your, take care of your own. אז נמצא לפי זה אנחנו ממשיכים, ושוב זה על פי תורת מורנו ורבנו הגוין הגדול המופלא והמופלא זה חוצדק לברוכה. שגם בקדימת תלמיד חכם לאחרים, המבואר במשניות, בהוריות, הגדר הוא גם כן כנ"ל שיש כלפיו יותר מחייב במצוות שבין אדם לחברו. We have a mission in Horius that a תלמיד חכם precedes other people various things. The Gemara even says that a mamzer Talmud Chacham is koydim the koin gadol am oretz. Nah. It's big stuff. So you have the dinei Chacham, you have to mechaben him more, you have to save his life first. So why is that? Yesh klapav yotir mechayi v'mitzah shenad l'chaveroi v'asher yotir chashuv ha'adam shebo u'meilad shebedin ha'shavat ha'veda shel oviv v'shel raboi. So when you're dealing with the question of whether to return an Aveda that belongs to either your father or your Rebbe, there are two issues at hand over here. Number one is mitzad din kovod oviv or kovod raboy. Since you have to honor your father, you have to honor your Rebbe, so in the mela there should be a din of a shavas aveda mitzad that. It's part of the kavod to return their aveda. And who comes first? If it's your father's aveda versus your Rebbe's aveda, the answer is your Rebbe's aveda. Mitzad din kavod, kavod rabo yodif, kimvua ba mishnayot shel bav metzia, shel klitut, klitut chofchet bav metzia lamed gimel. וזה מבואר במשנה במסכת בבא מציע, שכשאביו הוא גם כן תלמיד חכם, שמצורף בו גם דין כובד אביו וגם דין כובד תלמיד חוכם, מצד דיני הכובד מהני הצירוף להעדיף כבוד אביו החכם על פני רבו. So now in the world of kavod, if you do a combino, what they call in modern Yiddish, if you do a combination of your father, and your father is also a chacham, that's what it says we saw in the Mishnah in Bav Metzia Lamed Gimel. Your father is doch chacham echit, as they say in Spanish. Your father is also a chacham. So what do? You're mitzarif, the dinim, you put together the din of kavod aviv, because you have kavod mitzad, the fact that he's father, your father. And then you have kavod mitzad, the fact that he's a chacham. So you put those two together, and that overrides the din of kavod rabbo. By kavod rabbo, you don't put the fact together, the fact that he's a chacham and a rebbe, that you're chayav to mechaber in mitzad. But for those things, it's all midin to kavod tamid chachamim. So that's why the Mishnah says, we're not going to get the ein kan makomo, like they say in the classics. As far as that's concerned, you go with the rebbe, you go with your father. Because he's Sai, your father, and Sai, your Chacham. Achen, kol ze hu rak l'gabei achi uvabo mitzad kvoidem. Aval hari biyanu, sheyesh kan midon nosaf, midon shel mitzvas hashavas aveda, atzma. There's another issue at hand. We have the issue of kavod, so being mitzari, if the fact that he's your father plus Chacham, you give him his aveda back for his midine kavod. There's more kavod that's coming to him, midin kavod, than to you, stam your rebbe. But then there's another nidan. The other issue is mitzad the mitzvah b'shavas aveda. Is a mitzvah an lachaver b'shavas aveda. Ubezem istaber. You have to say, who do you do a shavas aveda to? And that was a mitzvah an lachavera. Whoever's more of an adam, whoever actualizes his humanity more. And who is that? That's the chacham. There's more of a mechayev to somebody who's more of a chacham. Ubaze mistabel she'ein inyan ha'av ve'harav kover b'ze klum. And in such a case, it is logical to say that the inyan of the father and the rebbe isn't kover at all. She'arei ein ol adin prati b'yachas leben ve'atalmid. It doesn't matter, your father, your Rebbe, because this is a specific din in relationship to the son and the Talmud. And not mitzad the atzmiyus ha'adam sheba av. When it comes to din of a Shabbos Aveda, you have to give it to the better Adam. The better Adam is the better Chacham. So Memela, if your Rebbe is a greater Chacham than your father, so mitzad a Shabbos Aveda, You have to give it to your Rebbe first, because he's the greater Adam. And the fact that it's your father, ze lo ma'alev lo morid, it doesn't make him a more chashuv Adam. As we explained in a recent shiur, we were giving on the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim 6:4, that when you stand up before a mechubid, what type of mechubah do you have to stand up for? A zaken, a zekan chachma, or an elderly man. So So that's mitzad the fact that you're trying to show his mechubadus. But you don't have that like Abi the father. The father you're standing up for him, you're just giving him kavod. But it's not a hora'ah in his mechubadut, because be'etzem the father doesn't necessarily have mechubadut. Just happens to be your father. So mitzad that he's your father, you have to give him kavod al's father. But now it's the etzem adam shebo. So if your father isn't shakul kiraboy in chochma, so medine hashavas aveda, your rebbe comes first, because his adam shebo is greater. Mashen came when it comes to the din of kavod. Medin kavod, your father comes first if he's bechalal chacham, because then you're mitzayif his chachma with the fact that he's your father. So there's two mechayivim for kibud, so that overrides the kavod of your rebbe. But when that's when it comes to the nidon of kavod. But when it comes k'shem val b'nidon hasheni, b'nidon shel b'nidon shel hashavas aveda, there you give it to the greater man. And who's the greater man? The greater chacham. So that means rabbis kaidim. As a shavish conflict, ben din hashavas aveda shel rabbi kaidim, the ben din kavod shebamizgeret hazu rabbi kaidim, the father comes first. Because of two mechayvim of kavod, like we said, as mausim, as the fizak kacha, be'aviv shu chacham, ela she'eino shakul kirabo, yesh kan stira bein dinei v'chiyuvei kavod, shebeze adif aviv merabo, uven mitzvat hashavat aveda, shebeze kanal. So if your father is a chacham, he just doesn't equal your rebbe. We have a contradiction between the laws and the obligation of kavod, where your father precedes the rebbe, and dinei hashavas aveda, where you give it to your rebbe before your father. יוצא מזה שכל שמצוות כיבוד אב ואם סותרת מצווה אחרת, לא אז לינן בתר מצוות כיבוד אב ואם. וממילא יש לנו ללך לפי מצוות השבת אבידה דרבו קדים. So then this points us in the direction of the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that if your father says to you, don't return the Aveda, you shouldn't listen. Because both you and your father are obligated in my, meaning the Rabbanu Shel Olam's, honor. So it emerges from this, that if Kibud Av Ve'em flies in the face, contradicts another mitzvah, we don't follow the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'em. When there's a conflict, you don't go with kibud av ve'em when it contradicts another mitzvah. Umimela yesh lanu lelech lefi mitzvah tavshabat aveda derabo kadim. Umimela, you go after Hashabbos aveda, where your rebbe comes first, because the din kavod of your father contradicts the mitzvah of Hashabbos aveda. You go with the mitzvah of Hashabbos aveda. ומבואר היטב תירוץ הלכת משנה על סתירת דברי הרמב״ם. And this will shed light on the stira, on the terror to the kesem of the lechem mishnah, to the stira in the Rambam. What was the stira in the Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah against the Rambam in Gzeilah V'Aveda. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says that just like your mitzvah covered Avi Yerasa, you also mitzvah covered Rabbi Yerasa Yosem Yaviv. Your father gives you Olam Hazeh, and your Rebbe gives you Olam Haba. And if you see the Aveda of your Rebbe and the Aveda of your father, your Rebbe comes before your father. And if your father was a Talmud Chacham, even though he isn't equal to your Rebbe, you give it back to your father, and then you give it back to your Rebbe. So it doesn't need to be shakul keneged Rabbo. Whereas in the 12th parak of Gzeila B'Aveda in the second halacha, Rambam writes, Paga B'Avedas Rabbo im Avedas Oviv, im hay Oviv shakul keneged Rabboi shel Oviv koidemis, v'im lab shel Rabboi koidemis. If you chanced upon the Aved of your Rebbe and the Aved of your father has to be equal to your Rebbe in order to return your father's Aveda. So the Lecha Mishnah said, as we learned in the first shiur of this series, that he was Medayik in the Lashon of the Mishnah, Rambam. The Nochus Talmud Torah, the Rambam is talking about when he can return both. And the question is, whose comes first? So the answer is, as long as your father is a Chacham, your father comes first. You can only return one of them. So there, your Rebbe comes first, unless your father is equal to your Rebbe. But if your father is Tam Chacham, the Rebbe comes first. יבטל השבת אבידת רבו, יש לנו ללכת בתר מצוות השבת אבידה, המחייבת את השבת אבידת רבו. If through the aveda of your father, you're going to be mevatel the hashavas aveda of your Rebbe, so we have to go after the mitzvah of hashava. That's mechayev giving it to your Rebbe, because when the Kibbutz of Aim flies in the face of another mitzvah, you have to do the other mitzvah. So Mimela, when there's a conflict between your Rebbe's Aved and your father's Aved, you have to return the Rebbe's Aved. Because your father's Aved would mean you're not going to be Mekayim the mitzvah to your Rebbe. The covenant for your father means you're not Mekayim the mitzvah to your Rebbe. Because there's a stira between the din chi of kavod to your father and the din hashavas aved. Because the din kavod, your father comes first, din hashavas aved, your Rebbe comes first. You have to go and give it to your father. You have to give it to the Rebbe. And therefore the Rambam writes in Zeila B'Aveda to give it to your Rebbe, not to your father. Why? Because it's one or the other. Zero sum game. It's binary, all these things they say today. It's either going to be your father or your Rebbe. So that's Gzeila B'Aveda. The Rambam says, your father versus your Rebbe. It's one or the other. Or you can only return one of the Avedas. Go with the Rebbe. Because otherwise you're going to be doing, following, going to with the father, the covenant of the father, and you're mivatel the mitzvah of being mechabi, mivatel the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, the Rebbe. And that, there are some things up with which we cannot stand, and that's one of them. I heard that, I think Winston Churchill said that, I heard that from the late, great Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, Zechut Tzadik Levracha. The Shiurim and Chumash are just riveting, rabbis say. Riveting. So you can listen to them on OU Torah. They have amazing Shiurim from the late, great Rabbi Isaac Bernstein. I like, to this day, I still quote his vorts and his one-liners. It's great. In any event, so that's the Rambam in Gzeila B'Aveda. Aval kol shaloti batel ha-mitzvah, v'anidonu rak le'ezem mem yakdim, אין מצוות כיבוד אב ואם סותרת את החיוב של מצוות השבת אבידה. However, if you're able to do both, you're able to return both Avedas, and the question is who comes first, so now it's not a stira between kibud av ve'em and mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. Because you're going to be mekayim what's mischayev from a Shabbos Aveda to return your Rebbe's Aveda. And therefore, Shapir yesh lanu lelech bekadima shebedavar lefi mitzvat kavod. שבזה כנעל עדיף, כבוד אביו, שרי מצד עצמה, מצוות כבוד עדיפה ממצוות השבת אבידה, וכמבואר, בגמרא בבבא מציעא דף ל"ב, וביבמות, דף ו, די לאו קרא דעתה ואביך, אבידך היא מצוות כיבוד אביהם לעשה ולא תעשה את השבת אבידה, כי מישהו קש כבודם וכבוד המקום. זה שכתב הרמב"ם בהלכות תלמוד תורה, שביביב חכם, Aviv Kodem, Ezechap Nislan. That when we're dealing with a case where you can return both, what comes first? What comes first is the Kibud Aveim. There's no steer here between Kibud Aveim and Rashi Abba's Aveda. It's just a question of Kadima. What comes first? You do the Kibud Aveim. Mitzad Dina Kibud Aveim, Kavod, Kibud Aveim, you're chayav to your father first, as we explained. Medina Shabbos Aveda, you're chayav your Rebbe first. So what has Kadima? What takes preference? What comes first? And the answer is Kavod. Why? Because Mitzad Atzma, Kavod is greater than a Shabbos Aveda. You see that in Bava Metzia 32a and Yevamah 6a, that if not for this special pasuk that tells you that you and your father are both obligated in my honor, the mitzvah of Kibud Av Eim would be directly essay and lo yisei v'Shabbos Aveda. In other words, in principle, Kibud Av Eim is greater than a Shabbos Aveda. Just we have a pasuk that says that if it's mamish going to be docha the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, you can't do it because. Ata, you and your father are both obligated in my honor. So you can't negate my honor by not doing that Shabbos Aveda, by doing the other mitzvah, by doing Kibud Av Eim and not doing a Shabbos Aveda. That's only when we're talking about being mevatel, the Shabbos Aveda. Then we say, you and your father are both obligated in my honor. So therefore, don't be mevatel the mitzvah. When we're talking about Dine Kadima, so anyway, you're doing both. So you see that if this Xeris HaKasa doesn't apply, like when you're going to do both, Simimela, you do the Kavod first, because Kavod in principle is greater. Why? Because Hu Kosh Kavodim L'Kavod HaMokom. The honor of your parents is like honoring God. So you go with the parents. Simimela, that's what the Lecha Mishnah says, the Lechus Tam Tov, the Rambam's time where you can do both. You can do both, all your father has to be Zechachem, he doesn't have to be equal to your Rebbe. If it's one or the other, he has to be equal to your Rebbe. Because you have to, mitzad Shabbos Aveda, you have to return it to him, because mitzad Adam Shabbos is just like your Rebbe. And then you also have the Din of Kibud Av Eim. And Medin Kibud Av Eim, Medin Kavod, your father precedes your Rebbe. Medin of Shabbos Aveda, they're on the same plane, and Medin Kavod, your father comes forever, it's given to your father. That's when your father is equal to your Rebbe in Chachmah. If your father is not equal, and you have this conflict between your father and your Rebbe, so if you can only do one, then do your Rebbe. Why do you have to do your Rebbe? Because when there's a steer between Kibud Av Eim and another mitzvah, like here is Shabbos Aveda, you do the other mitzvah, and here, so there's been Mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, you have to return it to your Rebbe, so you return it to your Rebbe. Because that can't override Kibud Av Eim, it can't be overridden by Kibud Av Eim. But if we're dealing with a case where you can do both, so the Mela, you look at which you're not going to be mevatel. You're not going to be mevatel the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. So you can't say Atavicha Mechodi. Rather, it's just the Dine Kadima. And what takes Kadima? So we were dying from the Gemara that Kibud Av Eim, in principle, has Kadima over other mitzvahs because your parents' honor is equated with God's, and therefore you go with the mitzvah of Kibud Av Eim. I mean, you can do both. You return your father's Aveda first. Ma'advarim me'irim u'misamchim hodu la'ashem ki tov. Ki le'olam chazdo. U'meduyak me'od ma shebilchot Talmud Torah katav la Rambam b'chai Gavne bilu bilchot gzela b'yeda katav la b'gavne achriti. And this also is now very meduyak, very precise, that the Rambam b'chai Talmud Torah writes it in one form, where you're only able to do one or the other, where in Hilchos Talmud Torah, when you're able, excuse me, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, you're able to do both. In Hilchos Zeil V'Aveda, when it's the zero-sum game, you're only able to do one. Delefima shenit ba'er, arei melchot kavod, b'chai gavne aviv kodem. Lechem melchot Talmud Torah, מהי רמי וחויבי כבוד? כבד אברהם אתה מתחייב מדין כבוד. והוא באופן שיחזיר את שניהם שמדין כבוד אביו קודם. אבל ברכות גזלה ואבידה, למהי ראי הרמב״ם בדיני אבידה? זה כתב הרמב"ם את היוצא מחמת דיני אבידה, ובגב משיאל ששייך סירה לאבידה אחת, שבזה אף הפיל שאינו כן מדין כבוד, אז לינו בתל דיני אבידה ושל רבו קודם. ואין כתב הרמב"ם בכל תלמוד תורה בחי גבנה, בחוק גזל ובדו חי גבנה, והדברים ממש מהירים. ונוכס תלמוד תורה לרמב"ם was talking about דיני כבוד. And there the Rambam talks about the case where Medin Kavod, your father comes first, as we explain. Because his Kavod is greater than the Kavod of the Rebbe. And that again we said is talking about where you could do both. And Exel of Aveda, where you could only do one, there he's talking about the Dinam of a Shabbos Aveda. So in that case the Rambam says in Exel of Aveda, the Rambam says give it to your Rebbe first. Unless your father is Shakal like your Rebbe, give it to your Rebbe first. Because there the Rambam is talking about Shabbos Aveda. Why are you giving it to your Rebbe first? Medina Shabbos Aveda. In Ochos Talmud Torah, the Rambam is talking about Kavod. Why are you giving it to your father first? Medina Kavod. Awesome. Now with this we can also answer the Yerushalmi. We can explain the Yerushalmi. We saw the Yerushalmi in Harius 3:4, that if your father is equal to your Rebbe, your father comes first. Frek the Gemara Mahoil, and Moshe explains, what does it help that your father equals your Rebbe? Seif kol sov, your Rebbe brings you to Olam Haba. And the Yerushalmi answers that no, it's talking about where your father also taught you, so he's also your Rebbe. אבל לא נזכר מזה כלום בפוסקים. Because we paskin that rabbo is rov chochmaso ממנו. So, it would come out then that even if, לפי הפוסקים, that even if your rabbi is not, even if your father is not your rabbi, but if your father is shakul karabo, then he comes first. Then your father comes first. And the question is why? Your father didn't bring you to Olam Haba. Only your Rebbe did, like it says in the Mishnah. Avedas avedas rabo, shal rabo kodemes, shav evil lo olam hazeh, rabo shen l'chachma, evil l'chai olam haba. Just the Mishnah there says, if your father is a chacham, shal aviv kodemes. Like it says, if your father is a chacham, or at least shakul, then your father comes first. But why should your father come first? Some people have there, we saw in the first shir, that the Rif and other Rishonim have, you may have shakul neged rabo. Why should your father come first if he's shakul keneged rabo? So if your Rebbe brought you olam haba, your father didn't. So the explanation is, that everybody holds that Medina Kavod, if your father is a Chacham, you have to mechavod him more than you have to mechavod your Rebbe. Why? Because again, your father, you owe him the obligation as a father, Kavod Aviv, and then you're mitzarev to that, the Kavod Chacham. So Medina Kavod, your father comes first. B'chol ha'nidon hu rak, בכל הנידון הוא רק בדיני השבת אבידה, שבזה סביר ליל ראשונים דפליגי על הרם, ובכל גב ניסן למי זו בוס ודיני אבידה. So the whole נידון is בדיני השבת אבידה. Who comes first in השבת אבידה? And the answer is that your Rebbe comes first. Because בדיני אבידה, your Rebbe comes first. Because he's the greater person. Since he's the greater person, he's the greater Adam, so Medina Aved, your Rebbe goes first, and that's what you follow according to the Rishonim argue with the Rambam. Therefore he has to be shakul. It's not enough that he just be a chacham. He has to be shakul. Because what happens if your father is shakul to your Rebbe, your father equals your Rebbe? Mitzad Dinei Aveda. Now, There's no adifus mitzad shem rabo. Because again, mitzad dini aveda, who do you have to give it to first? You have to give it first to the person who, the greater person. You're more of an obligation to the greater person. So here we're talking about aviv is shakul karabo. Because mitzad dini aveda, there's no adifus mitzad rabo, just like there's no adifus mitzad aviv. When the Mishnah says that you give it to your Rebbe before your father, is your Rebbe brought you to Olam Haba, father Olam Hazeh, Rebbe Olam Haba? And therefore, if you have a conflict between giving it to your father and giving it to your Rebbe, you give it to your Rebbe first, because You have to honor your Rebbe more than you have to honor your father. It said that your Rebbe brings you to Olam Haba. And your father only brings you to Olam Hazeh. So mitzad kavod, your Rebbe is going to come first. That's if your father is not a chacham. Mitzad kavod, your father is going to come first. But if your father is a chacham, then mitzad kavod, who comes first? Your father comes first because you're mitzarif, the fact that he's your father and the fact that he's a chacham. And therefore your father precedes your Rebbe. Midin kavod. What about midin hashavas aveda? Then you don't know saf. So midin hashavas aveda, you give it to the greater person, the greater Adam. Who's the greater Adam, the greater chacham? So if your father is shakul keneged rabo, then we don't care about the fact that your Rebbe is bringing you to Olam Haba. Because we already decided that's only midin kavod, you have to be makdim your Rebbe. That's only midin kavod. But here we're dealing with a case where midin kavod, your father comes first. Because in addition to being your father, he's also a chacham. So you only need to know that Shabbos Aved is the greater person. Who's the greater person? Whoever's the greater Chacham. So if your father is Shakul Keneged Rabo, then there's no Adifus for your Rebbe. Because as far as Dinei HaShabbos Aved, they're equal. And as far as Dinei Kavod goes, your father's first. So maybe you give it to your father. So that explains why if your father is Shakul Karabo, Lekulei Alma, your father comes first. Because Medina covered your father is first, and you know Shabbos Aved they're equal. So maybe your father comes first. V'hadvarim me'irim u'misamchim, Baruch Hashem. With this, we can also be metarets the steer between the Mishnah, both Mitzvah and Mishnah increases. Shemitz Hashem, we will get to in the next shir in this series. B'linadeb, siyata d'shmaya. I thank you so much for listening. והדברים היו מהירים כספירים, ככוכבים מזהירים, זקים ובהירים, ברוך השם. תודה רבה רבה על ההאזנה. שלום, שלום, בלי נדר נמשיך.